Well, there's one lucky person out there, Paul from Wente. Bugger, I missed Andy's A-League tips. I don't tweet or Facebook. We put them up on your website, Paul from Wente.
They're up.
We'll put them up.
They go up.
We'll go up on
the
website.
They go up every week.
Yeah, they do.
Do we put rods up?
We put rods up.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think we'll be seeing
knowing how much Andy talks, he'd be happy to call the bloke.
He'd
spend 20 minutes on the phone with him.
Now
he could call him right now.
Now, that best third buddies. Voice is Adam Fryer. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, guys. Had to come in. Benny's last day today. Yeah, wishing him all the best. Yeah, yeah. And got the punning club after this, so nice to wander down in the dungeon. And
how happy is he, though?
Oh,
it's disappointing.
He is. Off to Melbourne. You gave Melbourne a grilling before. Melbourne's a great city.
I do. How many years
in
Melbourne?
I can't believe how happy he is.
5 years.
5 years in Melbourne?
Yeah.
As a rugby man?
Yeah. Just went a bit underground.
It's a good city.
It's a beautiful city, but stoked to be back at home at Maroubra.
Yeah.
Dodging bricks and loving life.
This is massive.
So, do they let you in?
Where? To Maroubra?
The Bra Boys.
No, I don't have any tattoos.
You've got to join. You've got to join the club.
No, that's a great beach, great part of the world.
It is.
You have a tattoo on your neck to remind you where you live?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I can never understand that. Anyway, it's a long way from what's going to be happening tonight down there at GIO Stadium. $1.32, the Brumbies up against the Waratahs. $3.50. They were awesome, the Brumbies in round one. Of the Waratahs were okay.
Yeah, good way to put it. Look, I think the Brumbies for mine are too short in this game.
Too short?
Yeah, great value for the Waratahs. Anything over $3 in this contest, I think, is good betting. And look, for the Brumbies last week, they could have won by so much more. And I do think that the Waratahs...
50 wasn't enough?
Yeah, no, but they did. Wellington were terrible. And look, I think... New South Wales against Queensland, I was out there at Allianz Stadium. The atmosphere was unbelievable, and it's good to see the crowds bumping up too for rugby and also their viewership. But, look, I think that the Waratahs, they sort of backed off in the second half and almost going into this game with a bit of a cork bat. They didn't really show too much in the Reds game, and this Brumbies side, a lot of them tipping them, and they like being the underdog, the Brums, so I think it's going to be a very interesting match. I've gone with the Brumbies. I think they'll win, but... Gee, even with the Waratahs, with a try head start, or if you want to go for that value, $3.50 is fantastic. I'd almost take the value in that one.
Seven and a half start.
Well, then there you go.
$1.90.
Yeah, that. So, and look, even tab.com.au you were given the $1.95 for the derby on the Lions as well. So I think the line there is smart punting.
Okay.
Beal was good.
Yeah, he was unreal.
That was a good try saver, wasn't it?
How good is he?
I remember that.
That was fantastic.
And the best thing about KB is you throw him in at 10, 12, 15, and he's always going to play well. And an unsung hero at the World Cup, I think. Didn't start, but always come off the bench. And he's in fine form, KB, and enjoying his footy, which is great.
Mm. Who cheats the best tonight? Dave Pocock or Michael Hooper? Well, I don't often get excited about forward play, but with these two opposing each other, I do.
Well, they call them the Pocock or the Hoop. So there's like some.
They're what?
I think that's what they call them both when they play together. Yeah. Anyway, look, I think for mine, look, Poey's the best at it. I wouldn't call it cheating. He's an absolute animal. Did you see him on Australian Story, David Pocock? I heard a couple of punters ringing him saying they loved it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, and I think we're not too far away seeing a story like that on Michael Hooper, local kid. You know, grew up surfing in Manly, still rides his skateboard down the beach on the promenade there. And, you know, he's captain of the Wallabies and probably the first person of that ilk to, you know, you always see the tweed jackets and the private school boys that get that. And Hoops rides a Harley Davidson, an incredible footballer and probably one of the fastest in the squad. And he's going great guns. And I love it that there's this competition between these two players. And that's how a dynasty is created, when you've just got two greats going at it. And I think tonight, just watching those two, they haven't been talking it up at all, Pocock, but they're both looking forward to the game.
Yeah.
All right, mate. The Reds, $1.35. They're the faves over the Force, $3.25.
Look, I do the punting club every Friday, and I do a best bet. And for mine, Western Force at $3.25. Great value. I'm going to go them as my best bet. Jimmy Smith does these most pathetic attempts, does $1.40 things. I'm going to go value. Oh, look, I think the Force, they're a very good side. They were pretty good last week. Yeah. They probably should have won, and they come up against the Rebels team as everyone's sort of underrating. So if you put those two and two together and the Reds, look, this is their grand final. There is absolutely no doubt. You know, a lot of their players will need to step up. They've got a lot of injuries. I just think it's going to be a close game. But when I thought about that and I saw the 325, I'd make that my best bet.
All right.
Why not? Mate, I want to talk about geez, we often talk about the rugby league draw and how until you have a proper home and away, you're never going to have a fair comp, right? But now you've got the two extra teams in the rugby. Is it the Stormers who don't play one New Zealand team?
Correct.
How does that happen? I mean, what a bonus that is.
Yeah, that life's pretty good. And you know, living in Cape Town's not too bad either.
No.
The competition's difficult, and I'd even say this to even when NFL was seems difficult, there's wild cards and divisions and conferences, but look, all you got to do is just follow your team and hopefully that team keeps on winning. Now, I'm watching the Rebels at the moment who are in Western Australia and they go over to Pretoria. You just, if you keep following your team and you're making sure they get plenty of wins, then and it's the easiest way to follow it. I think everything will settle down. Everyone, like, there was a four-week period we were talking about how tough the draw was and then we play a game of footy and we go through a round and we're talking about other stuff. And it's probably in the NRL a good example. Everything was about Mitchell Pearce going in around one because there's nothing else to talk about. Now that the games are up and running and crowds are up and also viewership's up on Fox Sports, rugby's in a pretty good place. I remember the last time we spoke, Slats, is there going to be momentum out of the World Cup? Seems there is.
On the Rebels, mate, they're playing the Bulls, aren't they? They're $1.44 the Bulls, $2.85 the Rebels. How do you see that?
Difficult one to win over there. Pretoria's the concrete jungle. You don't like... don't like going to South Africa the best of times, but if you land Pretoria on the draw, you'd much prefer to be in Cape Town in Camps Bay. But look, I think the Bulls will be pretty tough to beat, and I think the 5.5 line, you'd even be pretty confident with that behind you. The Bulls, I think the Bulls will be okay on that one.
Our man Eddie Jones off to a flyer, 3 from 3.
Banned himself from the press.
How good is he?
He's given himself a
he's good,
band.
The Beaver. He's unreal.
That's because he apparently offended family members of.
Yeah, have you ever had to put a media ban on yourself, Slats, when you're in your day?
No, I should have probably a couple of times, but
Eddie's great, and that's what I wouldn't say that.
But he's winning. That's the main thing.
Exactly, and that's what Cech brings to Australian rugby. He's this sort of, I wouldn't say ocker, that's disrespectful, but he's and he's out there, and the tweed and everything, tweed jackets and all that sort of stuff in rugby has been there. And Eddie Jones and Cech, you just can't wait to see them, not go at it, but some of the quotes you'll get from both of those during that England series, Australia v England, three tests being played. They'll sell out as well. June, July. So, those test matches are going to be hopefully all sold out. And Cech and Beaver going at it in a press conference with plenty under the table will be really good. Two Ramwick men, so looking forward to that one.
Thank you, Adam.
Oh, it's great to be back in.
Good to see you.
TK, I know radio listeners can't see that polo shirt.
Yeah, I know.
It's beautiful.
It's pink.
Twice this week, too. He gravitates to these colours.
Unbelievable. Well, pink polo, baggy pants, white skateboard shoes. You could be at the Coogee Bay Hotel with an England flag wrapped around you.
The days of the pink shirt being good.
Yeah.
Under the microscope.
Yeah, actually, I really like it. I'm not taking the mickey. I really like it.
He's 53, though. That's the problem.
Oh, he's aging me.
How old are you, by the way? You don't give it up, do you?
Never.
49, it has to be. Has to be the year of 50 this year. Has to be.
I'm not a Kermit the Frog.
You definitely are.
Miss Piggy.
For the Wiggles.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, thanks, guys.